WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Union Pacific Railroad has announced $466 million of capital projects this year in Texas.
The most noticeable work in the Brazos Valley will be in Robertson County between Marquay and Hearn. Later this summer, UP plans to replace more than 53,000 railroad ties and unload more than 37 million pounds of rock. In response to the city of Bryan's efforts to establish a quiet zone in the downtown area, UP spokesman says they enjoy a good working relationship and will keep in mind safety and operational priorities. And this is the fifth year the railroad's been working on a new rail yard between Hearn and Mumford. Utility relocations are underway, and UP continues discussions with Robertson County on what they call certain roadway improvements. No date's been set to start construction on what was estimated in 2012 to be a $200 million project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M system has announced a third cell phone company will have a presence at Kyle Field. Chancellor John Sharp says T-Mobile has entered a five-year contract worth $3.5 million to improve football game day service for their customers. The deal also includes sister brand Metro PCS. They join Verizon and AT&T in offering game day service. One Texas A&M researcher is making a big difference with his conservation efforts of the monarch butterfly impact on our local community in the state and the world. Outside of Dr. Craig Wilson's office on Holloman is the USDA People's Garden, where he's creating a milkweed collection.
There are about 30 species of milkweed that grow in Texas and 100 throughout the United States. And milkweeds are critical because it's the only plant where the female monarch will lay her eggs for her caterpillars to feed on.
Wilson also played a big role in promoting the Mayor's Monarch Challenge in Bryan and College Station, which is a national movement to create a milkweed corridor along I-35 from Texas to the Midwest. For his efforts, Wilson was honored with the National Conservation Award from the Daughters of the American Revolution last week. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest Friday afternoon for assaulting and robbing a man in a parking lot outside a North Bryan business. 36-year-old Kevin Dale Brown Jr. of Bryan is accused of grabbing the victim's throat, taking his cell phone, then slamming him to the concrete pavement. The victim's injuries did not require medical attention. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, in conjunction with the City of Bryan Animal Center and the Veterinary Technology Program at Blinn, has opened a new exhibit. Executive Director Jabot Colvin says the Family Pet Center will demonstrate how to take care of animals and promote the animal-human bond.
It will feature many stuffed animals, animal grooming supplies, pet food display, lab equipment, dog kennels and cat kennels, as well as an x-ray machine as well.
More information is online at cmbv.org. And there is still time to help the Brazos Valley Food Bank's chance at a grant for their new community garden.
About 500 other gardens that we're up against across the nation. And so if we got awarded the Seeds of Change grant, we could get up to $25,000 to help implement our garden.
Program coordinator Elena Jalufka says through Wednesday, you can vote for the Together We Grow community garden by visiting Brazos Valley Food Bank's Facebook page. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 this morning or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Anchor.com today.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to doing those bell-bottom piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of Gulf of Mexico moisture present across the state this morning, and that's going to lead to eventually some showers and storms. We're partly to mostly cloudy today, a risk for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 80 to 85. May see a shower or a thunderstorm into tonight, 65. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the risk of showers and storms, 80 to 85. Partly sunny, maybe an isolated thunderstorm Wednesday, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, President Trump wants to make America great again. That's what he ran on, right? And so he's going to ask us to decide how we can fix U.S. America.
Really?
Yep. Mick Mulvaney, who's the head of the Office of Management and Budget, has put out a video of him standing behind like a ginormous stack of papers and stuff. And so here we go.
Hi, I'm Mick Mulvaney, and I'm President Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget. And behind me is the United States Federal Register, the list of regulations, not the ones that were created in the last 200 years, not the ones that were created in the last 50. This is from the last 2 years alone. I don't like that. You don't like that. And President Trump doesn't like that. And he's
okay. It's about, I would estimate it's 20 feet tall if you stacked it up.
Okay.
Okay, the pages are 20 feet tall.
He's asked me to try and fix it. And I'm here on this website today to ask you to help me fix it. Over the course of the next 6 months, all the federal agencies will be coming up with ideas that they think will make those agencies better. We'll be doing the same thing here at OMB, but we need your help. So if you've ever had any experience with the federal government, if you've had good stories or bad stories about how the federal government has served or failed to serve you, or just ideas that you might have generally about how we can fix things, this needs to be fixed. President Trump calls it draining the swamp. What it really means is making the government more accountable to you, more effective, and more efficient. And we can't do that without your help. So thanks very much for stopping by the website. Uh-huh. Give us your ideas and help us fix your government so that it serves you instead of the other way around.
All right.
I mean, I get what they're saying, and I like the sound of that.
Sure.
But trying to filter through all those comments that they're going to get.
Well, yeah, and it also kind of sounds like, hey, we realized we're not real sure what we're doing, so can you help us?
Can you help us? Can you do our job for us?
Can somebody help us out here? If you have any experience, please just, is there a doctor in the house?
It doesn't matter what they do. They're going to make somebody mad.
Okay? Yeah.
They will make somebody mad. You know that, so there you are. Just got that happening.
Interesting.
All right, here we go again for United Airlines. Michael Holden's fiance, Amber Maxwell, flying to Costa Rica for their wedding on United Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Couple found a passenger asleep in their row, so they sat in an unoccupied row instead of waking up the person. Well, the flight crew alleges that the couple was sitting in an upgraded section and told them to return to their seats, which, according to the couple, they did without incident. The couple then claims that an air marshal asked them to leave the plane when they landed at Bush Intercontinental. The couple was rebooked on another flight the next day, and they made their wedding on the following, and they made their airline, got back on the airline, and they were able to make it there for the wedding. The airline is allegedly not only saying did they sit in an upgraded area, they insisted to be treated better than they were. They were not treated well. The airline says that no air marshals were involved.
Hmm.
Okay, they don't say anything about how they were treated. Mm. They're just saying there were no air marshals involved.
It wasn't an air marshal.
Okay. Again, that would be United Airlines.
I feel like they're under the microscope right now, though.
They are.
I wonder how much of this kind of stuff happens on other airlines every day, but since they're not United right now, everybody's not talking about it.
They have announced that they are changing their policy on giving last-minute seats to full flights after the incident. Well, and we talked about it. What they needed to do was settle this in the terminal before they ever put people on the airplane.
Right, correct.
That's when they should've got in
trouble. Should have never let them on in the first place.
Airlines said that in the future, crews would be given seats at least an hour before departure. In other airline news, Delta Airlines announced Friday it has increased dramatically the amount it will pay to customers to surrender their seats.
All right.
Delta now reportedly is going to offer, and see, Why would they say this? Why would they say this? Delta now reportedly going to offer nearly $10,000 to customers willing to deplane without being forced off their flights by security guards.
Yeah, because now you're going to have people, you know.
Waiting.
Yeah.
The auction, the airline is.
$10,000.
Yes, the airline is reviewing the policies. It still has to make a final decision the end of April. Yeah, they need to just say that they'll offer more.
That's like hitting the lottery.
Yeah. Other airlines, well, I guess, and per person, I mean, if you're traveling with somebody else, that's $20K.
Yeah.
Which is still less than the lawsuit.
That's also true.
You're going to have people like scouting out the most taken flights and trying to get seats on that plane so that they can get kicked off.
Excellent
and get $10,000.
Yep. Last year, Southwest paid up to $758, United up to $565, and American up to $554. So the fact that they offered $800 on this flight means that they were really above what their max had been before. And again, not saying that that's the right number.
No.
Not saying that's the right number at all, but at least they said that they're going to up a little bit.
The highest I think I've ever heard, you know, on a flight that I was getting on or one near me is like $400.
Yeah, I think I've heard of $800 before maybe. Yeah, and
I haven't even heard, but three or four I think is probably pretty regular.
$10,000.
Yeah. So San Francisco is going to put a net underneath the Golden Gate Bridge to try to stop the dozens of people who dive off the bridge attempting suicide.
Oh.
Last year alone, there were 39 people who were killed after diving off the bridge. Police were able to stop another 184.
Wow.
That's a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now work has begun to place a stainless steel net about 20 feet below the bridge's sidewalk along the length of the bridge. The safety net apparently is going to cost $200 million. Yeah, I know. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that during the long process of obtaining the funding for the project, people would ask, isn't that a lot of money for the net? And I would say, no, it's not a lot of money for a life, for all these lives together. We're acting on a deep moral imperative to save lives wherever we can.
And that is true, but I don't mean to sound insensitive, but if they want to do that, they will find another way.
And first, why did it take so long then?
True.
Yeah.
It's clear that this isn't the first year that people have been doing this.
Right.
And maybe it was a tremendous spike. I don't know what the annual attempts are, but they should have found a solution, fixed it quickly, and certainly less expensively. But it's the federal government, so what are you going to do? So.
Yeah, that's interesting. So now they're, a stainless steel net. Yeah. I mean, is that going to hurt if they jump on the net?
Hopefully they'll cover it with canvas or something, because see someone just...
Well, and then how ugly is it? Like, what's the aesthetic change looking at the bridge?
But are the aesthetics worth...
No, they're not. They're not, but it just... that's interesting.
Don't know enough about... I mean...
Right. I don't either.
It's like any other bridge, I guess. Access to it is fairly easy to do, and maybe they need to work on that to see. But
Right. The pedestrian access to the, just being able to get up there.
So what do you make of this craziness in Cleveland? I mean,
oh my God! Oh, and they're right now, the Cleveland police chief is having a press conference.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And all the only quote I've seen on Twitter is just that he's still out there. They haven't caught him yet.
Man, just hey there.
Do you have any numbers on how often they're going to clean out the net?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's a good question.
Got that going on.
Yeah. Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous, and they just kind of give a description of him. The interesting thing is his, profile picture they're using. He's, cheesing this big old grin. He looks like this very nice person.
Wow.
And they haven't confirmed whether or not he mentions in one of the clips, if you hear on Fox, that he's already killed 13,
right?
And this was his 14th he was working on, but they have not confirmed if that's actually true and if he has killed 13 other people or if, they know anything about that.
Steve Stevens is his name. Obviously, the Facebook account has been eliminated, but really pretty strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
All right, so no, I don't know how often they're going to empty the net, sir, but I'm sure that probably it'll have some sort of technology that'll let you know there's something in the net.
And what happens when birds start getting caught in the net?
That's a good point.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, does it have to weigh at least 75 pounds before they get moving on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, a combination of grassy notes, a tang of acid, a hint of vanilla, all with this underlying mustiness. That's how an international team of chemists have described the unique odor of old books in a study.
Hmm.
Okay.
Poetic, right?
Yeah.
But it has its causes. And if you've been to a bookstore that has used books, I mean, it does kind of smell like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Half Price has too good a ventilation system. I'm not feeling it there, you know. But if you go into like an old bookstore that has a low ceiling, you do get that thing. So books are made up of mostly organic material, like ink and glue and paper and fibers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all those materials over time will react to light and heat and moisture, and even just over the years release a number of VOCs, or volatile organic compounds. And while the blend of the compounds released from any one book may depend on clearly the things that were used to make that book, there's a little bit of variation, but it basically has 15 different compounds that they came up with when they tested 72 books over and over again. These 15 different compounds were used to be reliable markers for degradation, actually. And they can't judge books by their covers. But the researchers think that you can learn a lot from the odor. So they're developing a method of determining the condition and age of books and other paper documents by using sniffing equipment, okay, to analyze the blends of the VOCs. And they hope to be able to study, actually, the degradomics, new word,
ooh,
degradomics, to help librarians, museums, and archives assess and monitor the health of their collection and store them with care accordingly. So,
all right.
Degradonics. We did a new word today.
Yeah, use that one at the water cooler.
That's right. All right, so it's time for the EU factor.
Okay.
According to research by microbiologists from Aston University in Birmingham, England, the steering wheel, the gear shift knob, and the dashboard in your vehicle are crawling with germs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you've got kids, imagine all those germs crawling all over the seats and other surfaces, too. Yeah. So when you wash your car, be sure to clean all those surfaces where the germs are lurking.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. Yeah, but do you? I mean,
no.
I don't.
Never.
It makes sense, but we don't do it.
And if you tend to keep your windows cracked to keep the elements out, don't forget that you let some new air in from time to time. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here in Texas, we don't think about that in the summer, but, you know, you open your door. You ever do that thing where you open your door and close it and open and close it to get the hot air out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And in between cleanings, you might want to give your interior the once-over with disinfectant spray, or at least wipe down the steering wheel and the gear shift in the dash.
Not a bad idea. Just take one of those Clorox wipes and
do a
once-over.
That's right, when they make it simple.
They make them in like little portable packs, too. You just keep one in your console.
You could always just do what, you know, we've all done for years and just make your immune system better.
Bring it. Household hazardous waste and electronics to the free collection event, April 29th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the University Services Complex. The event can be accessed from Harvey Road east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. Bring it. Paint, batteries, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, pool chemicals, gasoline, old TVs, computers, and monitors. Call 979-764-3809 or visit TwinOaksHHW.com for more info.
823 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our traveling to Houston to the airport is a hassle. It's stressful the way the roads are, the way the traffic is. And, you know, all you got to do is just log on to the website groundshuttle.com and they can solve that for you. They make 10 trips a day to Bush and 4 trips a day to Hobby, and they can pick you up either at the airport here or can pick you up at your house or your office if you make arrangements ahead of time. And what you get to do is kind of kick back, relax. You can catch up on your email. There's Wi-Fi on some of the vehicles. You can read a book. You can just relax. Most importantly, you don't have to worry about the hassle. And as we mentioned before, the hassle starts as soon as you get on the grounds of the airport. Finding a place to park and doing that, waiting out there in the shed for the bus to come get you if you're doing remote parking or trying to find something in the terminal, it's a hassle. So sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself, and let groundshuttle.com make it a memorable event. It may be the most comfortable chair you sit in the entire trip. Understand that. Now, you can call them at 855-303-4415. Easier maybe just to go on the website, though. That's groundshuttle.com. And don't forget, Ground Shuttle also offers charter service for your group, and they also have in-town and out-of-town car use with a private car service using a Mercedes S-Class. That's groundshuttle.com.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
825, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Those movie stars, those Hollywood tykes, they make a lot of money. But they spend a lot of money. And if they don't pay their taxes like they should, Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott have taken a big hit. The IRS got tired of waiting for them to pay their $700,000 tax lien. So they emptied their bank accounts because they can do that. McDermott is now suffering his second financial crisis in less than a month after going to court with his ex-wife and not paying the child support. Dean's facing jail time if he doesn't keep up with the court-ordered payments.
Can't do that.
Nope. Unclear if Dean will be able to pay his ex the biweekly payments, which is currently the only thing keeping him out of jail. Dean and his ex have an 18-year-old son, and she took McDermott to court after he stopped making the payments to Jack's school fees. Dean. So we'll see how that works out. He's right now has to pay $3,000 every 2 weeks to pay off his back payments. We'll be seeing him on game shows.
Oh yeah.
Dean will be making he'll be making appearances in parking lots and shopping centers pretty soon to be able to pay that debt off. But that and the $700,000 that they owe the IRS. Yeah.
Computers that discriminate. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Machines that can make decisions using artificial intelligence may sound like science fiction, but companies are already using them for such tasks as reviewing job applications. One reason is that machines are presumed to be fair and unbiased. But in the journal Science, Princeton University computer scientist Eileen Kaliskan and her colleagues report that language itself contains ethnic, racial, and gender biases, and they found that those biases are acquired by machines.
If artificial intelligence is making such biased decisions, it would result in perpetuating the bias in society, and this directly leads to unfairness.
She says the solution is similar to one used to combat bias in humans, the addition of explicit rules for appropriate conduct that override the prejudice. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Calling the decision difficult but necessary, teen clothing retailer Rue 21 is closing nearly 400 stores nationwide as it focuses more on its online business. It operates more than 700 stores in 48 states. You might not have noticed Friday, and that might be what they hoped, when Uber, for the first time, disclosed its audited revenues and losses for the fourth quarter and for the full year 2016. At $62.5 billion, Uber is the most highly valued tech startup in the world. It disclosed it lost $2.8 billion before interest, tax, depreciation, and employee stock options. Senior White House advisor and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is said to be in advanced talks to sell his stake in a real estate technology company to a venture capital firm as part of his efforts to divest himself of many business ties. The Wall Street Journal reports the divestiture of WiredScore is one of many Kushner's pursuing. Jitters over U.S. foreign policy drove stocks lower Thursday, but futures are on the upswing. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Everyone knows what a pain passwords are. That's why Apple's Touch ID fingerprint recognition system has been such a hit. But as it turns out, these fingerprint sensors may not be as secure as we've been led to believe. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update.
No, no, no. It's not Wednesday. It's Monday. I knew you were going to do that to us. All right, Kim, here we go. Let's try it again.
Bonhams is an auction house that normally deals in fine art, but it's created a list of valuable tech items that are often mistaken for junk. What's trash and what's not? Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Old portable radios can be collectible. At the top of the list, a Zenith companion model, tube-type radio, considered the first truly portable radio. Could be worth $12,000. Apple II computers could be worth $6,000. Any early television from the 1930s could be worth $5,000. And should you run across something that looks like an old German electronic typewriter, check it carefully. It could be something known as an Enigma machine. The Germans used them to encrypt messages in World War II. Some are brought home by American soldiers. Find one, and you could be sitting on $500,000. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable. With CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Commando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been 5 years since Union Pacific Railroad announced what was then a $200 million rail yard between Mumford and Hearn.
UP officials say no date's been set to start construction on what was originally designed as a 1,000-acre complex connecting seven railroad divisions. Currently, the railroad's relocating utilities and is in ongoing discussions with Robertson County on roadway improvements. UP officials say they're also monitoring the progress of the City of Bryan's application for a quiet zone in the downtown area, noting they enjoy a good working relationship with city officials. Railroads also announced $466 million in projects around Texas this year. UP says there are a number of smaller projects in and around Brazos County. The most noticeable will be this summer along the tracks between Hearn and Marquette. That's when UP plans to replace more than 53,000 railroad ties and add more than 37 million pounds of rock. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The 16th time a Bryan man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail since 1998 was on charges of grabbing a stranger's throat, taking his cell phone, then slamming him to the concrete pavement. Bryan police report this took place Friday afternoon outside Olvera Tires and Wheels on Texas near MLK. The victim received minor injuries that did not require medical attention following a slow speed pursuit. 36-year-old Kevin Dale Brown Jr. of Bryan was arrested for robbery and evading arrest. The victim's phone was recovered and returned. The Texas A&M system has generated more than $11.5 million from its high-speed fiber broadband service at the renovated Kyle Field. System officials have announced a contract with a third cell phone company, T-Mobile, whose customers will be able to access the service that was installed 2 years ago. The five-year contract, which also includes Metro PCS customers, will give the system $3.5 million. That's in addition to $3.7 million from AT&T and more than $4.3 million from Verizon. A researcher at Texas A&M was honored with the National Conservation Award from the Daughters of the American Revolution for his efforts to promote pollinator gardens and educate the community about monarch butterflies and other species.
The main thing is that it raises awareness. It gets word out into the public that the monarch migration is under threat, pollinators in general. So I think that's the real benefit of being recognized like this.
Dr. Craig Wilson, who has the USDA People's Garden outside his office on Holloman Drive East, also played a vital role in the Mayor's Monarch Challenge in Bryan and College Station. That promotion makes both cities monarch-friendly by planting milkweed in local parks and educating citizens. Together We Grow is a new collaborative program of the Brazos Valley Food Bank aimed at changing people's lives from food insecure to food secure. Program coordinator Elena Jalefka says they applied for a grant to help build a community garden from the ground up on their new property.
We need the community member to go, and they can go onto our Facebook page and they can look for our Seeds of Change grant. We've been sharing it every day, and you just follow the link, and it literally takes about maybe 2 seconds to just vote for us. You can vote for our garden once a day on multiple devices.
Jalefka says with enough support, they could receive up to $25,000 from the Seeds of Change grant program. Visit the Food Bank's Facebook page for more information. The last day to vote is Wednesday. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley became a little furrier over the weekend.
The exhibit will be called the Family Pet Center. It is sponsored by the Blinn College Veterinary Technology Program and the City of Bryan Animal Center.
Executive Director Jabot Colvin says the exhibit features stuffed animals, a grooming station, pet food display, and veterinary lab equipment, including an X-ray machine. More information on the new exhibit is online at cmbv.org. Those living in the congressional district represented by Bill Flores of Bryan are reminded to register to participate in town hall meetings tomorrow and Wednesday night, where participants can call and or use Facebook Live.
On the 18th, we're going to have a teletown hall. We're going to be calling into the southern counties of the district, including Brazos. We will have outbound calls to probably around 50,000 folks. Our technology provider, we asked them to see if there's a way to fuse Facebook Live with a teletown hall format. And so you'll have video and people will be able to submit their questions via Facebook as well.
Thursday night, Flores will be on WTAW fielding questions from phone calls, emails, texts, and Facebook. WTAW news time is 8:37. It's 71 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of Gulf of Mexico moisture present across the state this morning, and that's going to lead to eventually some showers and storms. We're partly to mostly cloudy today, a risk for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 80 to 85. May see a shower or a thunderstorm into tonight, 65. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the risk of showers and storms, 80 to 85. Partly sunny, maybe an isolated thunderstorm Wednesday, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620, time to talk about what's going on in the arts, and Amy's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Scott?
Good. It's the latest installment of Residents and Artists in Residence, huh?
Right. So we have our Navasota Artists in Residence program where we bring in a couple artists every 6 months to come and live in the house in Navasota, produce art, and show it to the community, and we've got two new artists here.
Okay. Good morning, Derda. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you.
Your last name is?
It's Weber.
Okay. Derda Weber, you're from?
I am originally from Germany, but I have lived since 86 in San Antonio.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about the art that you do.
I am a weaver, fiber. I weave mostly with plastic bags from newspapers.
Oh, interesting.
I recycle everything anybody gives me.
Okay.
So at the chemistry department at Trinity University, they got new supplies in, and they had all these nice, lovely glass rods left over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I walked through there, and so I said, may I have them? And so I thought, this is perfect to do an environmental piece about global warming. You know, I could fill them up with little beads and then weave them and make a statistic how temperature has gone up.
Creating your art in Navasota, what has that meant for you?
Well, it has meant for me, I have never had so much time just to weave, and I really weave a lot. I have never woven from in the morning till in the evening, so it has provided me with time, uninterrupted time in a beautiful environment. I mean, it is just so gorgeous to be in the Horlock House. I am very, very pleased. I love the big windows looking out. I love the connections to the community, people coming in and visiting and just chatting with people. I was not aware of Texas history and you know, Washington on the Brazos, mm-hmm. independence and so on, till I got here. So I visited these places. I visited the Cotton Gin Museum in Burton.
Of course.
And so on.
How selfish of me.
Seeing these connection that there are still generation of people who were settlers then, you know, in the 18th century, that they still live here. So I want to combine that and weave with that. And I actually was back yesterday at the Cotton Gin in Burton because I said, you know that A&M once supported growing colored cotton. And I said, and they had blue in the 90s because I have it. And they said, you have it? We don't have it. I said, I will bring you some.
Oh, so very good.
They were very excited, you know. So I like this back and forth with the community, the interaction.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Charles, how are you today?
Doing well.
Okay, you're not from Germany.
I'm not.
Okay, where are you from?
Well, the last 5 years I've lived in Austin, but I'm originally from West Texas, Midland, Odessa area.
Okay, tell me about your art.
I do a lot of photography, large format photography, it's black and white. I have a small dark room and I make prints by hand.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get interested in that?
Well, in high school we had a journalism program and we had a dark room in high school. And I used to go out, take pictures of all the events and the games and stuff, and we worked away in the darkroom, and I liked it.
So what are your favorite subjects?
Probably a lot of townscapes and landscapes, shots to document architecture, things like that.
Sure.
Very documentary.
And what do you use to shoot?
I have a large format view camera. It's a 8x10 Deerdorf.
Okay.
It's about a 16-pound wooden camera.
How did you get that?
I'm not really sure.
Really?
I was shooting with digital, and I wanted to make some artifacts, and I wanted to make prints. And I just realized film was the way to go, and eventually I got a small film camera, then a 4x5, then an 8x10. I just kept wanting to get a bigger camera and a bigger camera, and it happened.
So what has it meant for you to be in Navasota?
A lot. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a nice, friendly town. Nice to be able to concentrate on just making art for a change, and for the last 5 years, I was in Austin, so I'm really enjoying the calm pace and the small community. It's a good feel.
Is there a place where people can see your work?
Yes. On my website, I have charleshenry.com.
Okay, and we'll look for that. Well, good. Thank you for being here this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely.
All right, Amy, what else do we have going on? I hear that we've got, of course, the Art Step going on this weekend.
Right, so Downtown Street and Art Fair is happening downtown Bryan, and we'll have Derte and Charles out there with us, as well as a former Navasota artist in residence, Eric Theodore, is making a return to hang out with us. So a lot of activities there. And then, of course, there's tons of great theaters and gallery shows going on. You can find more information on our events calendar on our website at acbv.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
So maybe you went out of town for the holiday season. If you did, good for you. But did you miss any of your favorite shows while you were gone? Well, you wouldn't have if you had Suddenlink, because you could set your TiVo HD DVR to record your favorite shows and watch them on your time. Or you could even use the Suddenlink To Go app, which lets you take all your shows everywhere you go with you. So you would never miss your favorite shows. And guess what? It's okay, though, if you did, because now you've got the power to save money. If you sign up for the Suddenlink Triple Play today for only $79.99 a month, you're going to get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone. Just call them right now, 877-694-9474. Do it today or stop by their local office. It's at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. They love to see your face. Go in there, say hi to them. It's a limited time offer. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details, or just call them 877-694-9474 and get that Suddenlink service set up today, or go into that local office at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Suddenlink, more power to you.
John Nichols taught at Texas A&M for 44 years after he and his wife, Carol, moved here from upstate New York in 1968. Now, 1968 was a time when things, they were a-changing, not only with the political landscape of the country, but with the look of A&M. For example, it was the decade that females were openly enrolled at the college.
Well, actually, that's one of the things that attracted me, was that things were changing. But we got here early enough to get to know Earl Rutter. And that was, you know, a joy, because I got introduced to him, and then I could see what his legacy already had been. And so I didn't miss that era, but I did miss the beginning of it, and that's fine. But I certainly caught the wave coming in, and the women's dorms were built in 1970, I think, 69. And after that, it was just taken right off, so we stayed.
Agricultural economics was his specialty, so it was a natural fit that he'd come to a school that had agriculture in its name.
Once I was decided that I was going to go into academics, land-grant universities is the logical place, and A&M was taking off at that time. I was actually part of what you'd call these days a cluster hire of three people brought in to establish a new program that focused on marketing of value-added products in the food chain. And so I spent most of my career looking at value-added downstream relationships in agribusiness, beyond the farm gate, beyond commodities, and trying to see how farmers could better take advantage of those market channels that were evolving and get more returns back to them.
John Nichols is retired now. Well, sorta.
I have a project in Armenia. And that's a legacy for a series of projects we did overseas in the 1990s in the post-Soviet world. The transition economies, a lot of interest in market economics and how agriculture needed to change in those command-controlled economies to a more market-driven. So we did a number of projects that I led in Russia and then in Armenia. And it's an education, mostly training and education, train the trainers, and now we've got an academic program in Armenia that's the funding is on its own, and I'm just simply overseeing it from a distance and travel over there once a year.
So you retired from teaching at Texas A&M in 2012, but like I said, not really retired. John Nichols is the epitome of service.
When that was over, the time was right, my age was right, and there's lots of other things to do in the world, so...
So he got into volunteer work, and he got into city government with the city of College Station, serving on the city council.
You and I both belong to Lions Club, and I joined that in 1970, within a year or two after I got here, because it was my connection, one way to serve the community. And then from that, the arts organizations, the symphony, the arts council, and then ultimately got involved in planning and zoning and parks board for the city. And eventually, you might as well run for council. And I did that successfully in 2012 and served for 4 years and really enjoyed it.
Now, John Nichols lost a close election for mayor of College Station last year, but does he see more political service in his future?
Service of some kind, yes. We're still involved in a number of activities, and I'm happy to lend my shoulder to the wheel. It's easy to do if you're in good health and retired and flexible schedule.
John Nichols, all about service in the Brazos Valley. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner? Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Check them out at one of their 7 locations or visit wctractor.com.
Hey, there you go. 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, well, everybody's heard the dangers of secondhand smoke. Now there's research that says children can pick up nicotine on their hands third hand.
What?
WebMD says that kids can get high levels of nicotine on their hands just by touching items or surfaces contaminated with tobacco smoke residue. A small new study involving 25 children of smokers. See, you're killing your children with third-hand smoke.
Yeah.
The kids had an average age of about 5. Nicotine was detected on all their hands. The research also found that presence of continine, which is a product formed from nicotine and enters the body in saliva samples of all but one child. Researchers plan a larger study involving 700 children to confirm the findings. All right. And then what will you do?
Right?
Then what will you do?
What's the next step after that?
Do you make people put a glass globe over their head when they smoke cigarettes so the smoke can't get out and we can't have third-hand smoke?
Well, I think the idea is moving towards not smoking at all for anybody. Illegal smoking.
Yeah. See where we get to on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday I'm watching, catching up on some videos I haven't seen, and that is a story about what is going to happen with innovation. Now, we know that there are robots out there who are doing repetitive task type things. That's been part of the business world for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they were showing other things that robots are getting into. For instance, making pizzas. Okay? Does the dough, globs down the sauce, spreads the sauce around, puts the ingredients there, and there is still a person who takes it out and slices it. But aside from that, everything is done by a machine.
See, like, I would think that slicing it would be the first thing you'd make a machine do.
So now, where do we go from here? Because that brings up the question, and any kind of a model that the government puts together about jobs and job creation, isn't it going to get kind of skewed? Because there are just a whole bunch of jobs that are being eliminated. They showed a trading room for one of the big trading brokerages in New York, still has as many people, but the majority of the people who are sitting in front of the computer screens now are code writers.
Mm.
They're not people who have any knowledge or ability when it comes to stocks. And they're saying, well, we're keeping our staff the same because now those people who are having to watch those trades and execute them aren't having to because machines are doing it. They're in touch with our customers for higher customer service.
Oh.
Until they're not.
Uh-huh.
Okay, until they cut back on that. And it just makes me wonder, as robots continue to take over jobs, well, there are going to be a lot of people out there who need to have money to buy stuff.
Yeah.
And so do they just start paying people some minimum amount of money $12,000 a year just to exist?
Just to exist.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure where they go with that. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit frightening.
You were kind of saying that, you know, some of those other, you know, they're not getting rid of jobs. They're just replacing them with people who are writing code or whatever, you know. I think that's the idea behind some of that automation is that, you know, your jobs that you did have the people doing, you're now having those people do jobs that are different. Result in those machines doing those jobs.
They talked to an economist from MIT who said, look at the United States in 1900. 40% of the population was working in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Now 2% is.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what we have to do is be able, and we've talked about this, today's problems are only based on the knowledge that we have. There's no way to know exactly how technology will move us forward, how our scientific knowledge will increase, because we're talking about all the problem, for instance, it takes to the carbon footprint or desalinize water. Well, they may come up with a new desalinization process tomorrow that revolutionizes that or gets rid of carbon gas. We may discover that tomorrow that will change all of it. The difference is what we're discussing here, I think, is that we're talking people's salaries.
Yeah.
And technology changing people's salaries or eliminate, even if they don't eliminate the job, if they just check, okay, here's somebody who was making $45,000 a year, now they're going to be making $25,000 a year because they're doing less. Well, their buying power goes down substantially, and that really does change our economy. So a little bit different when you start talking about our jobs as opposed to maybe those other jobs that have been eliminated. But we're all supposed to say, this is going to turn out all right.
It's almost like tomorrow's solutions are today's problems.
There you are.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Sovac City is having its first annual sewing machine demo and overstock sale. If you've been thinking about a new sewing machine, then this is the best time to get the machine you want at a fantastic price. Save big on entry-level machines. Save huge on computer machines and save tons of cash on embroidery machines. Check out the new Brother Simplicity 17-stitch sewing machine for only $85. Get a Disney embroidery machine for only $325 and a Janome 4-thread serger for $189. Sovac City's first annual demo and overstock sale is going on now. Sovac City, come on down to see us.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so let's talk about what's really important. The best frozen pizzas.
Ooh.
There we go.
All right.
BuzzFeed has them ranked for us. Number 7 is Tombstone. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is Red Baron. Number 5 is Newman's Own. I didn't even know that they did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is California Pizza Kitchen. Number 3 is Bon Appetit.
Okay.
Number 2 is Freschetta.
And number 1
DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
Yeah.
It's not delivery.
That's right.
It's awesome, too.
All right. Veep premiered last night, their new series. I don't know if I haven't seen it yet. I just got my notification, so I've got to do that today. Tonight, The Voice is new, the top 24 from two teams.
Okay.
Dancing with the Stars is new tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Season finale of 24 Legacy tonight, and the season finale of Two Broke Girls tonight.
Okay.
There is no word yet that the show is going to be renewed for a 7th season.
Oh, okay.
Just in case, if you happen to be a fan of that. So did you watch Science Mystery Theater 3000, Chelsea?
I didn't. I did get onto Netflix this weekend, and I saw it pop up, the new one, I guess.
It was really terrible.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I watched Grace and Frankie instead.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Oh, that's been renewed,
too. It was terrible?
Aww, it was terrible.
That makes me sad.
Well, it takes forever for them to get started. I don't want to see all that garbage. They need to just start. So what we'll recommend is go back, because I believe Netflix has some old ones archived.
Okay.
So you can go back and see them, and then you can decide how weird we are.
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday will be People Magazine. They'll be unveiling the world's most beautiful woman, so we'll watch for that.
Okay.
And tomorrow we'll talk about, have you heard about the No Foul Language Zone at Temple University?
No, I haven't.
A place where you can't use bad words.
Interesting.
So we'll talk about that. In the meantime, kind of a somber note is on in 2013 that 15 people were killed, 100 injured, with the fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas.
Oh, yeah.
1973, that little company called FedEx delivered their first package. How'd that work out?
Wow.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryant.